Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Okay, that time of week when we talk gardening, it's Gardening with Gavin. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hello. Once again, I swear these are coming around quicker.
I had a good weekend, so it sort of seems a little bit longer, but yeah. Busy, busy, busy. You're busy at the nurseries? You're busy at the nurseries over the weekends?
Yes. Well, you know, as I said before, it's that time of year. You know, the heat of summer has gone, there's moisture around, the cold of winter hasn't set in yet. So it really is a perfect time to plant things and get them in ready for spring.
Today, speaking of planting things, we're talking about planting herbs. And there are so many herbs that one can plant. Some you don't have to look after too much. Others, well, you've got to give them a bit of TLC, don't you?
You do, you do. And it is a perfect time for 99% of herbs to go in. About the only one that you probably wouldn't plant going into the cold weather is good old basil. Right. Basil, like tomatoes, loves the heat. So the best time to get basil started is generally around October, and that gets you right through till about now, where most people's basil plants are starting to get a little bit woody and old, and it's time to freeze dry what you can and then just get rid of the rest. Ready for winter now. Yes, with herbs, I mean, there's so many things now you can buy to plant them in. You know, you can do it in the old-fashioned window boxes. You can do it in the veggie garden. They now have all these fabulous big white and black lightweight bowls. You can do a veggie garden in a bowl in the centre of a table outside. You can, of course, use those veggie pods. You know, for those people that don't want to bend down or can't bend down, you can get all these fabulous different sizes in these veggie pods on stands, so you can literally stand over your garden and pick your fresh herbs or veggies for that matter out of them. Herbs, the main thing with herbs is the fact that you don't want to put them right out in the open. Herb plants love probably morning sun and afternoon shade. They're not the sort of thing that you'd put right out in the very open that would cop all those horrible westerlies in August that we traditionally get, or all the hot afternoon in summer, all that hot afternoon sun in summer. You want them somewhere cool of an afternoon, but warm in the morning so that that soil warms up in winter and that will keep them warm all day. Now, the one thing you'll get out of that is lots of lovely soft foliage. And that's what you want with herbs. The more soft foliage, the better. Another little trick I will tell people you can do to keep that is, whether you're using them or not, constantly trim them. The more they get constantly trimmed, the softer that foliage is going to be constantly. Otherwise, of course, it'll go quite hard, woody, and there's nothing worse than having herbs like that, because the one thing you want to use is that nice soft foliage for your cooking. Even things like rosemary, if you want to use the stems for skewers or even just bits of rosemary in with the lamb, you want it soft. You don't want something hard and old. Let's go through some of them. Yeah, there's a fabulous range you can put in. Now you can put in coriander, chives, your garlic chives, dill, oregano is a very popular one, or as the Americans say, oregano. Either way, I don't care. Parsley. Italian parsley, or they call that the flat leaf parsley. Good old lemongrass for those people that want to make the lemongrass tea for their colds and sniffles in winter. It's one that you would do now. So many different types of mint. Yeah, Vietnamese mint, chef's mint, the good old common old-fashioned mint, spearmint, peppermint, so many different ones. All your different thymes, you can get just the plain garden thyme, which is your common one. You've got lemon thyme, bergamot thyme. There's even one called pizza thyme. You know, lots of different, and they're really just slight different variations of taste to them, but they all grow very much the same. Rosemary, I think I've already mentioned. Rosemary is a fabulous one, especially with people doing their baked lambs and baked vegetables through the cold weather. Bit of rosemary on them is really nice. Good old sage. So with all these, put them in that spot, in whatever container you like. Nice, warm, sunny spot in the morning, shade in the afternoon, in a good potting mix. The other few secrets I can tell people, get a good premium or a platinum potting mix. You only get out of these potting mixes what you put in. So a better potting mix, you will definitely get better results. Pick your crops quite often, whether you're going to use it or not. Give it away to the neighbours. Do what you like with them, but constantly keep picking them. And liquid fertilise them every fortnight. You know, all these new products, like the one we talked about last week, the C-Max, all these seaweed and fish fertilisers, Power Feed, they're really, really good. If you give them every fortnight and do these little tricks, you can't possibly go wrong. Have a nice veggie garden just outside the kitchen door, and you can just go out and pick up those whenever you're doing a bit of cooking.
What's the easiest herb to grow?
Mint.
Is mint the easiest, is it?
Mint can basically die off, so you think, oh, God, I've lost it. It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And then you get a shower of rain, and then all of a sudden it pops its head up again. You can't possibly kill it completely.
What's the hardest herb to grow?
Coriander.
Yeah, so is coriander one of those sort of herbs that you say to yourself, why bother? Just go and buy it in the supermarket because it's too damn difficult to grow yourself?
It is, unless you're good with herbs. And if you're good with herbs and you've got a bowl of all these different herbs and you're having success, give coriander a go. The one thing I'll say with coriander is it doesn't like extremes. You know, if you get one hot day in the middle of summer, a cold, cool patch, and then one really hot day, it'll go, it's what's known as bolting, and it'll bolt to seed, and all of a sudden you'll get this big stem come out the centre of it, and it'll want to flower, and that's basically the end of it. The same thing happens in winter. The same thing happens if you get one of those weeks in August where you get all those horrible westerlies just blow through out of the blue. Coriander will react to any of those extremes, which is another reason why it's a good idea to put your herb garden in a sheltered place, and as I said, one that's out of all that hot afternoon or windy weather, to try and minimize the amount of extremes that you actually get on them.
I'm just thinking here about putting together a herb garden. Are people best to try to, if they want to use parsley, for example, if they want to use rosemary, if they want to grow some mint, what are some of the other popular ones? So I've got parsley, I've got rosemary, I've got mint.
Chives,
yeah, what else?
Thyme. The different thymes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are they best?
Oregano.
Are they best to have a section where you plant your parsley? And when I say a section, I mean, are you best to have a pot or a tub or, an above-ground little garden, the sort of things you can buy these days, and dedicate it specifically to thyme, another one for parsley, another one for mint, another one for rosemary? What happens when you start to blend all of these herbs, these different herbs, into the one container?
Now, the only one you'll really have problems with is mint.
Right.
Mint tends to like to take over. It'll pop up everywhere. Back in the day when you used to get these, I used to call them strawberry pots, and they were a terracotta pot, and they had little sections cut out of the sides.
Know them well.
Little half bowls cut out. Now, if you put mint in one of those and all other herbs in the others, which many people did at the time, you will end up with mint coming up in every single little area that there is. It will just pop its head up all over the place. So if I was going to do that, I would have everything in together. That wouldn't bother me at all. They're quite happy to grow in together. It's just that mint is very happy to take over everyone else. So I would always have a separate pot or a separate little, as you said, section of the garden just for mint, that it can't go underground and pop up in another section.
If you go and buy your herbs and you... what is the best way to plant herbs, from actual grown herbs or from seedlings or from little pots that you buy?
Much easier just to grow them from little pots. Most nurseries will have what's known as a herb section, okay, like we do. We have them all in alphabetical order, and they come, you know, you should pay $5 or $6 for each little individual herb. That is generally the way to do them. Herbs, they don't tend to do as many in punnets, because punnets, for example, like you would buy veggies or flowers, tend to come 6 to 8 plants to a punnet. Well, you wouldn't want all the same of the one thing. So you're probably better off to buy them all individually. I would certainly find that better than trying them from seed. Personally, I've never had a lot of luck with seed. Seed just frustrates me as far as that sort of thing goes. If you're doing vegetables, that's a different matter, because most packets of seed in veggies may have 50 or 60 seeds in the packet, and you're generally happy if half those come up. But whereas herbs are a little bit different, you really need them to come up as you put them in. So my advice would be to bypass the seeds in herbs anyway and use the individual plants, where you buy them little individual plants of all the different varieties that you can get at that time. Now, most nurseries, including us, will change over their herb stands every month depending on what's in season.
If you want to plant some parsley and some oregano and some chives,
yes,
are you best to buy, you know, a couple of pots of parsley and a couple of pots of chives? I suppose what I'm getting at is, how quickly, once you plant these herbs, are you actually able to have enough herbs to use them on a regular basis as part of your cooking?
3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks, and you will have enough to start cutting them constantly.
Okay.
Now, of course, how many plants depends on how many members of the family you've got to feed.
Sure.
If we're an Italian family or something like that, where we have a big family and lots of people come and gather for our weekly meals, then you may want, yes, a couple of each to keep you going. But if there's two of you at home and you just want enough herbs that you can use little bits in your cooking each night, you probably only want a plant of each individual type.
So for the moment, the best bet is buy your basil, buy your coriander at the supermarket, but have a crack at planting others.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I would do. I would do. And if you have got basil left over from the summer, apparently it's very good, very easy to freeze dry it. Throw out what's left, all the hard stuff, get rid of that, make the area, furrow it out, dig it over, ready for the winter crops, as I would call them, and freeze dry the rest so that you've got basil through winter to use.
I know we buy basil at the supermarket because we make our own pesto at home, so it's a whole lot easier because you take absolutely so much of it. I mean, you use 2 bunches of basil to make a pesto. So if you're using herbs in that size, sometimes it's best to buy them at the supermarket.
Especially with something like basil, yeah, that is definitely a seasonal plant, yes.
All right,
basil,
mate,
does not like the cold.
You've got all the herbs at Lee Rowan's. Here's the plug. Here comes the plug.
We certainly do. We're here at 381 Hillsborough Road, at bottom end of Hillsborough Road at the Warners Bay end. We're also at 72 Pacific Highway at Arimba, which is halfway between here and Sydney. And don't forget that we still have all our specials on for the school holidays, which finish
on Friday.
Yes, our specials finish on Anzac Day.
Okay.
It's Tuesday.
All right, that's next week. Have a great weekend. Fabulous. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. That's Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.